Hey friends, welcome to Group Chat Sunday Edition, the podcast that helps student ministry leaders prepare for real conversations with real teens every Sunday morning. I'm Brett, your host, and as always, I'm passionate about helping students grow in their faith and helping you feel confident leading your small group. Whether this is your first year leading a small group or you're a seasoned veteran at this, this podcast gives you a quick look at what matters most in this week's session from the Gospel Project entitled Rebuilding the Temple. Let's get into it. This week's big truth, God works for our good and for His glory. Even when opposition comes, God uses struggles to strengthen our faith and accomplish His purposes. This week's Christ Connection, God's people rebuilt the temple so that they would have a place to worship Him. Years later, God sent His Son, Jesus, to be with His people. Jesus provided something better than the temple. He gave us Himself. So, after returning from exile, the Jews rebuilt the altar and laid the temple foundation, but then they stopped for 16 years because of opposition. Prophets like Haggai called them out for focusing on their own homes while God's house sat unfinished. Zerubbabel, a descendant of David, led the people to resume building. King Darius not only allowed the temple to be rebuilt, he funded it. What the enemies meant for harm, God used for good. When the temple was complete, the people celebrated Passover for the first time since their exile. They prepared, purified themselves, and worshiped with joy. Building the temple mattered, but even more important was their spiritual return to God. So here's some questions your students might ask this week and how you can be ready for them. One, why did the people stop building for so long? Why did God bring His people home? Was it just for them? How can we prepare to worship God today? And what does rebuilding look like for our own lives through faith, relationships, and reputation? Remind students this week that rebuilding starts internally with repentance and worship. Physical actions matter, but the heart matters most. Encourage them to think about areas in their lives that need rebuilding and how God's faithfulness gives hope for restoration. Here's a quick recap. God works for our good and for His glory. The return and rebuild weren't just about the people. They were about God's name and His plan to send Jesus. Our obedience matters, not just for us, but for those watching. How we live sets patterns for generations. So a few quick reminders for us. One, the Vancouver mission trip application closes Sunday night at 11:59 p.m. So please make a final call for all 9th and 10th graders for this experience. Wednesday night activities resume this week. Yes, we're excited. They resume this week, including our Student Connect from 6 to 7:30. Come and be a part of that. Lastly, Fuge Camp 2026 registration is now open. Please visit fhbc.org/students to sign up. Please encourage your students to register for this amazing camp experience this coming summer. Well, guys, that's all I have. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Group Chat Sunday Edition. Keep leading with love, and I'll catch you next week.